I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Apple customers trying to order the new iPhone online are being told now that their phones won't ship till mid-July. Of course, they could just grab a lawn chair and camp out at the stores where the phones are due to arrive in a week, or just use their current phone and simmer down a little. Nokia, the world's largest cell phone maker, warned its earnings will be down when they're announced next month. Nokia says it's having trouble competing in a world where more people are buying smartphones. And YouTube now offers an online video editing tool. Take all the videos you've uploaded and edit and mix them, hopefully not into one massive confusing mess. Good luck. The social media site Twitter has become huge, 100 million plus members. Even if you don't tweet, it's become an important source of real-time news reporting and a way of keeping in touch with people. But have you heard about the fail whale? It's this cartoon illustration of a whale being carried through the sky by a bunch of birds. And it's what Twitter users see when the site has crashed from too much traffic. And that has been happening a lot lately. So much so that Twitter apologized on their blog. Quote, from a site stability and service outage perspective, it's been Twitter's worst month since last October, unquote. They say traffic from the World Cup is partially to blame. Seems like a good time to take stock of Twitter. It's popular, sure, growing. It's been around too long to be considered a fad. But what is it, and what can we rely on it to be? Julio Ojeda Zapata is a tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press and the author of the book Twitter Means Business. He says Twitter is still frustratingly immature.
The data they're pushing back and forth are these little bits of text. It's not like a wireless carrier that has to push high-definition video back and forth. They should have licked this problem by now.
Is it to the point where Twitter is of use to everyone? Like, even if you're not interested in writing tweets and sending out your thoughts to the world, in order to stay on top of what's happening in culture, should everybody listening to this at least open a Twitter account so they can read what's going on out there?
Well, Twitter, for the completely uninitiated person, is a little bit more of a challenge because you create a Twitter account and then you want to attract followers. But how do you attract followers? You're in this pool with, you know, millions of other people. I keep running into average people that don't get Twitter. Twitter still has that problem.
But when you look at the numbers, more and more people do get it and depend on it, including New York Times media columnist David Carr.
People are viewing Twitter as more and more as a fundamental utility and something they're going to be using all the time. And as such, the expectation is that when you open it up, it's going to work. And at a certain point, it won't be all that charming to open up and see a whale instead of a bird. Twitter works the vast majority of the time and works very well. When I open it up and it happens to be over capacity or not working, I always think it's God's way of telling me that I should get back to work.
What's next for it? How does it evolve and become the next stage of Twitter? Or is it just a bunch of tweets for eternity?
I don't think you should underestimate the importance of a bunch of tweets. I don't think Twitter is going anywhere. I think it, for me, it's replaced RSS and other methods of surfing the web because great information, persistent information, information you need to know, is pushed toward me by trusted sources, and there's not a lot of replacements for that. That's extremely valuable. If they start to break down very frequently, and that becomes part of their narrative, they're going to have a real, real hard time. Part of the reason that Twitter is important to people is because it's simple, it's easy, and it works. And if those things don't turn out to be true, we're not going to be hearing a lot of tweets.
Every Star Wars fan has dreamed of owning a real lightsaber because lightsabers are awesome. Well, good news, you can. It's online and it only costs $200. It's this powerful portable laser called the Spider 3 Pro Arctic. The bad news? It might kill you. It can easily set things on fire or blind you. It has a beam about 1,000 times stronger than sunlight on the human skin. And if pointed into a plane's cockpit or even the driver's side of a car, you're probably going to end up killing somebody. And you don't know how to use one because guess what? You're not really a Jedi. It comes with a set of safety goggles. Oh, good. We have not posted a link for where to get one at our website. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.